Well, are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Faith is a language. We should have picked that up throughout this week, and we must speak the language of faith.
Correctly.
It comes from the Word of God. So our words must be rooted in God's Word. We're speaking in alignment with His Word, not how we feel, not how we think, not what different polls say, but in alignment with the Word of God, because we will have what we say. So we want to make sure that we are speaking the outcome that we intend to see.
So, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily, let's stay here, because so many people confuse when we talk about faith. Mm-hmm. And we have faith preachers, faith healers, mm-hmm. and all of that. We confuse. And we're going to use faith to generate $1,000. We're going to use faith to generate a house and all of this. And I didn't get a house. Why? Because I didn't have faith. End up like that. So I'm disappointed. I didn't get healed. And what was the reason why you didn't get it? You didn't have enough faith. And such a confusion around this, the message of faith. We want to debunk all of that. Mm-hmm. We want to debunk all of that and just tell you what faith is. Mm-hmm. Faith is a living reality drawn from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Hear me. Mm-hmm. Somebody ought to better listen to me here. Yeah. We want to debunk all of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Faith is simple. Faith is a living reality drawn from the Word of God, mm-hmm. not from some human thoughts mm-hmm. or human understanding. Are human ways. So let me tell you again. Mm-hmm. Faith is a living reality mm-hmm. drawn from the Word of God. It comes from God's Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't have to defend that, mm-hmm. what it is. So what I'm saying here, Pastor Diana, yeah. is what the Word says. Mm-hmm. So faith is a living reality drawn from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And Romans chapter 10 tells you, this is the word mm-hmm. that we preach, mm-hmm. the word of faith. Because you cannot access anything from God without the word. Mm-hmm. And the word has to mix with what? Faith.
Faith.
Simple.
They say the power of the tongue is very strong. Proverbs 18 verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Mm-hmm. So basically what that's saying is without words, we can determine if we're going to go well or if it's not going to go well. Mm-hmm. You know, in Psalms, David repeatedly poured out his fears to God. But ultimately, in the end, he always had faith and trust in God that things were going to work out. And when we do ask something of God, we need to do it in his will, like Pastor was saying. We can't say, oh, well, I want a house. Oh, well, I want $1 million, all that. That's not what it's about. Absolutely not. It's about how David poured out his heart to God in the Psalms. It's about the sick person who gets a bad diagnosis who says, I don't like this, but I trust you, Lord, that you will do to me what needs, in your will, in the name of Jesus, whatever your will be done. That's what we're talking about what faith is. Not just, he's not a slot machine.
Or wishful thinking.
Or wishful thinking. He's not a slot machine, and he's not a magician. He's not a genie. That's not his purpose to be. That's not why we're here. No. We are not here with God being over us and being a magician and just giving us everything we want. That is not our purpose to be here. Our purpose to be on this earth is to glorify God and to show love to others. And that's it. And to have faith that no matter what happens, it's his will and everything is going to be okay. Just like Paul said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. In other words, either way. And he suffered a lot, Paul. He was tortured. He was stoned. He was put in prison. Yet he never looked away from God. He always kept his faith in God.
Watch. Go here, guys. Romans chapter 10. You know, as we winding down the week here, but Romans chapter 10, look at verse 15, 16, and 17.
And how shall they preach unless they are sent?
Yeah.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
Come on.
Who bring glad tidings of good things.
Yeah.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, Who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Faith, feel, mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. How it comes? By hearing what? The word.
The word of God.
Mm-hmm. What word? The word of God. Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying. And like you said, Pastor Emily, it has to line up. Mm-hmm. I believe for my healing because of what the word says. Mm-hmm. This scripture speak to me, and I believe what that word says. By his stripes, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. He sent his word and healed them from all their disease. Mm-hmm. So I'm using the word of God. I'm bringing my body in alignment to what that word says. Mm-hmm. I'm coming in agreement to what the word says. Remember, Jesus says, not my will, but your will be done. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus has to bring what? His body in alignment to what the word says. Mm-hmm. Because what did Jesus say? He says, Father, if it's what? Possible, mm-hmm. let this cup pass. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to the cross. Mm-hmm. That was Jesus' all desire. But then he has to sacrifice his desire mm-hmm. to the desire of God. Mm-hmm. He says, but not my will. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to X my will out. But your will be done in my life.
And those are his words, not his thoughts.
Thoughts, yeah.
See, there's a difference. A lot of times we think, oh, well, I'll just think it, or I'll just pray silently in my heart. No. When Jesus said these things, there was times where the Bible shows he thought something, but then he said
different
something. So these aren't just thoughts. We have to see the distinction in that, because that's the clarity of the Holy Spirit. They're not just thoughts. We're actually saying them as spoken language, mm-hmm. the language of faith. Jesus said those things when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Lord, if it's your will. He said that with his mouth. So, and it said just where Pastor was in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So that's a spoken word that you hear in your ear, not just that you read quietly, not that you just pray silently in your heart. It's something that you hear, and you don't have to wait till a Sunday morning till you could get into a church. You could hear it by declaring it out of your own mouth. So you declare the word. So when the opposition comes in your mind, you declare the word, because the words that you're speaking are going to shut up all of the crazy thoughts going through your mind.
So the word of God is what makes me. Mm-hmm. The word of God is what makes mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Okay? So out there in Radio Land and this Thursday morning, I here to declare to you, the word of God mm-hmm. is what makes you. Mm-hmm. We are formed and fashioned by the word. Mm-hmm. So we live our life according to the word. Mm-hmm. We exercise the word and we see the result of the word, mm-hmm. that faith. Because we have to believe that that word is going to work mm-hmm. in order for us to what? Do it. Mm-hmm.
It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 5, it says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
Yes.
Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. And then verse 8, powerful scripture, for we can do nothing against the truth,
except
but for the truth. So we cannot do anything against the truth. The truth is always going to be the truth. It doesn't matter how many people try to counterfeit it or how many people try to twist it and lie. The truth is always going to be the truth. We could do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. So what are we to do? Examine ourselves as to whether we're in the faith. We're to test ourselves. To know that it is Christ that is in us. It is not us by ourselves. It is Christ that is in us. So because Christ is in us, we are not disqualified. The enemy tried to twist in our mind to, oh, well, you ain't going to be able to do it. You're disqualified because of this, because of that, all these different criteria. Oh, you're disqualified because of this. The enemy's always going to say, oh, no, it's too soon. Don't do it. The enemy's always going to say, oh, it's too late. Don't do it. The enemy's never going to say now is the right time to do something to move your life in the way that God is directing you at that time. Enemy's always going to say, nope, you should have did it a long time ago. That's a good idea, but you should have did it a long time ago. Or it's going to say, oh, no, that's a good idea possibly, but it's not going to work right now. You know, do that in the future. It's not time yet. The enemy's never going to say it is the right time. That's why we need to know the definition of faith from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says now faith.
Faith.
Now.
Faith is. Mm-hmm. A living reality drawn from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It's a living reality. Mm-hmm. But it has to come from where? The Word of God. Mm-hmm. It has to. It can't come from your feeling or your own thoughts. It has to come from the Word of God.
Amen.
And then you'll see the proof of what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to believe what you're saying. Mm-hmm. First, you can't say something that you don't believe. You're just wasting time. And we'll go into this on Friday, this saying, when we say, we believe.
Mm-hmm. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.